Good evening, gentle listeners. I've not had a lot to say about WikiLeaks or the mother of all info dumps known as Cablegate, mostly because the technical, legal and political ramifications are, as they say, well above my pay grade. But depending on your perspective, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is the avatar of a new age of speaking truth to power, or a traitor with blood-stained hands who needs to be killed like the vermin he is. However, there has been a nasty underbelly to Cablegate that has caught my attention. Watching the lunatic left and the rabid right united in that most ancient of blood sports, slut-shaming rape complainants. Now let's make one thing perfectly clear from the start. As this is being recorded, Assange is remanded to custody in England, awaiting possible extradition to Sweden to face multiple sexual assault charges. He is entitled to the presumption of innocence on this show until proven guilty, a fair trial and a vigorous defence. But I've been nauseated and increasingly angered by the last 4 months, where we've seen the complainants having their identities revealed online, something I won't do here, had photographs and other personal information uploaded, and been described in terms obscene, threatening and not fit for broadcast here or anywhere else. Their lawyer has also claimed that earlier this week his law firm's website was hacked and shut down. This is not a vigorous defence. It's textbook harassment and intimidation of rape victims, and it stinks. But here's where things get really absurd. One of his lawyers was in the London Evening Standard claiming this: "The honey trap has been sprung. Dark forces are at work, and after what we've seen so far, you can reasonably conclude this is part of a greater plan." Ah yes, Mr. Stevens, but were the women concerned wearing short skirts and had they been drinking before the alleged assault? Those are the only empty squares left on my rape apologist bingo card. What I never expected is the increasingly loud and incoherent conspiracy theories suggesting that the two women concerned, with impeccable records of liberal activism in Sweden, were deep cover agents for the CIA. But what's too familiar are the allegations that these women, quote-unquote, colluded to get an ex-lover, that the charges were thrown out and only revived under political pressure after Cablegate broke, which ignores the timeline and basic matters of fact about Swedish law. And I can't find any evidence that one or both of these women are known, quote-unquote, extreme right-wing CIA operatives. And I've looked. Most offensive of all has been the widely reported claim that in Sweden, having consensual sex without a condom is legally defined as rape. That's simply not true. But a nice way to dog whistle at Sweden as a politically correct prude farm that can't handle a good Aussie boy with a healthy sex drive. I've long believed that the idea of a political spectrum, a straight line from left to right, is inaccurate. Too often, it's a perfect circle of vileness. Feel free to defend WikiLeaks, faithful listeners. A free press and free speech is valuable and worth fighting for. Just don't fall for the wiki creeps. Idols have a voracious demand for blood and sacrifice, and all too often they turn out to be women.